Have you ever put in a ton of work only to be left empty-handed in the end? Here's how I learned the value of protecting myself and my business by making sure clients are committed financially before the investigation even begins. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the second episode in the Top Priority Chronicles podcast, where you will receive wisdom of a PI. My name is Jamie Carr. I am a private investigator here in the state of Oregon. I would like to thank you for joining me for my second podcast. I am excited to be with you today. Today, I'll be sharing a story that taught me a hard but necessary lesson in business, the importance of requesting payment up front and enforcing contracts. It's a case that had me running around to secure evidence for a client who ultimately vanished without paying in full. So, my first non-paying client had contacted me after her vehicle had been burglarized. Now, what was significant about this case is that this client came to me as a personal referral by a family member, and they were my first client through my business where I was not contracted with another provider, but I was directly working with the person. They were very distressed because of this burglary and the items that were stolen, that time was of the essence. And they were very pressed and wanting to find out who was responsible. So immediately I got to work. Keep in mind, I was contacted maybe about a week after the theft had taken place. So I immediately got to work retrieving video footage and doing all that I needed to do to collect evidence to put a name and a face on the perceived thieves. And there was a lot of footwork, and this was over a series of months. This was not a small task. It took months of calls, trips, and coordination to secure the records. It also took requesting those records through the Portland Police Bureau, waiting the time it takes, paying the money in advance to get the records. Make a long story short, I gathered everything I needed to be able to give the client the results they were looking for. I was able to find a police surveillance footage through the plaid pantry to put a face with the perceived burglar. But that's where things took a turn for the wrong. Make a long story short, after I received the information we were waiting for, I never heard back from the client. So, you know, basically all of the work that was done did not get paid for. And basically I ended up volunteering and with no one at the other end willing to follow up on the information that had been secured. So for me, it ended up being a big waste of time, but it was such a valuable lesson. This experience taught me that while I was focused on solving the case, I neglected an important part of running a business, which is ensuring that I was protected financially. The lesson was clear. Without payment upfront or a contract to enforce, I was left vulnerable. No matter how much work I had done, without those safeguards, I had no leverage when the client disappeared. There are three key takeaways I was hoping to share with you during this podcast that were very important for me. Number one was the importance of requesting payment up front. Since this incident, I have made it a rule to request a payment up front, and I do that in the form of a retainer fee. And I make sure the retainer fee is a certain amount of hours up front. So when those first hours that are paid for up front are finished, I now reach out before I perform any further work. I'll contact them, let them know what work has been completed up until the money that they have already secured has taken care of, and how much I anticipate more work needs to be done, and how much I anticipate for that to cost. And I try to give them that much information for them to make an informed choice. But one thing I no longer operate on an honor system. So in this case, there was a retainer put up for the first initial 4 hours. But once that work was done, there was no more payment or even willingness to follow up on the case. And so much more than 4 hours was put in over several months. And so, again, you want to protect yourself as a business. So one thing what I've learned is that when someone has paid for a service, they're more likely to follow through, and you protect yourself from wasted time and wasted energy versus you kind of operating off of an honor system, and they are expecting you to do work on that hasn't been paid up front. I notice clients are less likely to follow through or to remit payment afterwards. Second, enforcing contracts. Contracts are non-negotiable in this line of work. A clear, legally binding agreement ensures that expectations are met from the start, not only on your side, but also on the client side. There are going to be expectations the clients have of us as business owners, and we also want to make sure that we're delivering on our end. A contract clearly outlines the terms, including payment, the scope of work, and what happens if the client doesn't follow through. If a client tries to back out, the contract gives you legal backing to take the action needed. And number three, the last key takeaway is setting professional boundaries. It is very important that we are able to do that as business owners. This case also reinforced the need to maintain professional boundaries, including around payment. We're in this business to help people, but that does not mean that we should compromise our financial security. It's okay to be firm in requiring payment before starting any investigative work, but it's about valuing your time and expertise. Now, volunteering and offering to do something pro bono or without payment is one thing, but you don't turn a paid contract into pro bono work when the client doesn't pay. That doesn't serve a benefit to the business, and it doesn't serve the client if initial contract said otherwise. This case was a wake-up call for me. While it's important to solve cases and help clients, it's just as important to protect your business and yourself by ensuring financial security through upfront payments and enforcing contracts. So again, this sometimes when I remember that statement, no good deed goes unpunished, this case comes to mind. Because sometimes although you have a good deed in mind and your intentions are done well, if you aren't strategic about making sure all your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed as far as contracts and payments in place, and making sure that in your contract you clearly spell out what will happen if a client does not honor the contract, you set yourself up for a true painful wake-up call. So I encourage all investigators and anyone with a small business to evaluate your payment policies and to make sure you're protecting yourself. If you've experienced similar challenges, I'd love to hear how you've handled them, and reach out and share your story. And so in this case, I do want to reiterate, there was a contract in place, but by the time I would have reinforced a contract and taking it to court, the amount of money that it would have cost me to go to court would have surpassed the amount that was owed. So I took it as a loss and a lesson learned. And now I will plan to work smarter and not harder for my money. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope it resonated with you in some way. If the information could be helpful to you, or if you know another small business it could be helpful to, please share it and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Join friends on Facebook and Instagram under Top Priority Investigations. If you've had any similar challenges, I'd love to hear how you handled it, how what your circumstances were. There are things that we had in common, or was your circumstance different? Please feel free to reach out and share your story. Look out for more stories and business lessons learned from my journey as a private investigator. Also, don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Jamie Carr 4321. I look forward to seeing you next time.